What is something that you believe, you know, what is something that sort of people believe brings them bad luck?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. And on the first year, tell me, a woman comes to the house first in the morning, she bring bad luck. Well, you man, I don't know about it.
All right, I believe you.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about it.
All right,
but I think that now.
But now that, in other words, what you're saying is that sometimes people believe if a woman comes in your house early in the morning, first thing off, that brings bad luck.
Well, here.
Yeah, that's what some people say. Is that right?
Yeah, but I don't believe that.
All right, now what do they call it? Like, friends, you ever heard of black cats causing bad luck to walk across your path? All right. Have you ever heard of a news bee?
No, a news bee. I hear about a black cat.
All right, black cat. Well, now, what do you call it? If you just wanted to say something about both the idea of, you know, if somebody believed that both black cats and women coming into your house early in the morning bring bad luck.
I think cats is funny stuff.
You just full of stuff.
I think that's funny. No, we want a cat. I thought cat across that road, no, it's come back home. I don't believe in that.
Well, what about someone who brings bad luck? Is there a special name for someone who brings bad luck? A person who brings bad luck? Okay. All right, now then, you know, there's some people who don't get married, but they still have children, don't they? What do you call an illegitimate child? I mean, what do people call them?
I call them, because not me now, if I ain't talking to the woman, I ain't talking to the man, I call her a bastard.
Uh-huh.
That's all it is.
Uh-huh. Well, suppose you were talking to the, and now you don't mean anything bad by that.
No.
Like just what they ordinarily call them. What, suppose you were talking to some member of the family or something like that, and you did want to go ahead and tell them that the child was not
a daddy, without a mom. That's right.
You'd just say without a daddy, without a mom.
That's right.
You wouldn't say illegitimate.
No, I wouldn't say nothing.
All right.
I wouldn't say nothing.
All right. What do you call a place where dead people are prepared for burial?
Called graveyard.
No, now that's I'm talking about the place, you know, a person dies and they send an ambulance after him and they pick him up and they take him to a place where they get him all fixed up.
Oh, Willie Jane?
Well, what do they call that place? Not the name, but any place like that.
God's Undertaker.
Undertaker? Alright, what do you call a small freshwater stream?
I call a spring, ditch on that.
It's just a little, you know,
green.
Just a small stream of water.
And it fell on the tree. I call it a spring.
A spring?
That's what I call it.
All right, I probably hadn't made myself too clear. Suppose you didn't know where it came from. And you just look down on this little tiny little stream of water running down. What would you call that? Would you call it a branch?
No, I call it a branch from that stream of water. It's coming from out of the ground somewhere.
What is a branch? Do you use the word branch?
Yeah, I know. I worked on a branch.
What's a branch?
It's something that the water falls from the ground and leads them down that little drive, or, you know, a little road or something like that.
Was there any difference between a branch and a creek?
Yeah, it's different because that branch goes on that creek.
Oh, I see.
That branch goes on that creek because it feeds everything on that creek. Uh-huh. It goes on down Florida.
I see.
Everywhere, that big creek.
What do you call flat, grassy country? You don't have a name for that?
No, sir.
What about a pair of straps that you wear over your shoulders to hold up your pants?